It's Kyle Jackio this morning. Georgina Walker, Celebrity Psychic of the Stars, is here. GeorginaWalker.com is the website address.
Hey, Georgina.
You can get her on now. Hello.
It's so good to be back again. Doesn't the time go fast?
Oh, I know.
Oh,
it's
so
always
fast.
A delight to see you. You know, like, because we've been, how long have we been doing these
15
shows?
15 years.
15 years.
You gave me my break in radio.
That's right, and I'll never let you forget it.
No, that's exactly right.
You owe us for life.
Oh, don't you think I've been paying for it ever since?
Yeah, probably.
Texas in the middle of the night, yeah, help
never
me.
Never in. Ending bloody free readings I'm getting.
But
you've always been so gracious and so lovely. You've had great success too.
Yeah, we've had good success.
No, you yourself apart from us.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you're ready to meet Jackson, who would like to contact someone who's passed over. Hi, Jackson.
How you going?
Yeah, good. Georgina's on now. You've spoken to her briefly off the air. What did you ask him, Georgina?
I just asked him the name of the person that passed, their age, and how long they'd been gone over. And I just asked him to say their name 3 times, and then I hang up, and then I'd connect with the spirit world.
And
like
you can verify
number.
That, right. Jackson?
Yes. Okay, that's good. What she said.
Great, all right, great, Georgina, great. What did you get?
Let the channel to the Lord begin.
The person was a little bit difficult at first to get into the groove. Her name was Sarah. But then all of a sudden she came in with a burst and she said, I believe in angels. I believe in peace. And the peace was the aspect that she wanted to highlight to Jackson. And she said, there's no joy in separation, but for you to know that I have found peace should allow you to be able to have some sense of peace within yourself. So the theme with her was peace, as in peace, the paths of all understanding. She showed me 3 queens, and you won't know, Jackson, because you sound like a young girl, but there used to be a show called The Three Stooges, and they were always into mischief and doing stupid things. And I wondered if you, her, and somebody else were three mates, and then she actually said idiots. I'm sorry, but that's what she said, idiots. And then there was a sense of she was telling me she was involved in risky business, that she didn't walk the line, she didn't keep it straight. She went off the line. She went into risky business. She diverted from a correct path. She shows me scales, like you see in the Libran astrology line, like balance, and that she was not balanced, as in her life. She wasn't a balanced individual, and I interpreted that as having highs and lows. Then she showed me the movie Twilight, and, you know, the Twilight Saga and stuff like that. And I thought, I wondered if that was her favourite type of movies, you know, werewolves.
Oh, my God, maybe it was like the little love triangle going on between the three.
We're not going to that far. But I wondered that, but also, too, she pointed out that movie, they had the potential to live forever. And that was her sense of when she went over, that she would gain immortality, and she was linking it to that movie Twilight. Uh-huh. And then she just said to me, "Be kind to yourself. I am with you. I am with every breath you take. You are not alone."
Was that to you or to him?
To him. She's given me the message to give
to
him.
To Jackson,
She said, "I do not blame you. I set you free. You could not have prevented my departure. Give yourself a break." Then she showed me the stars again, like in the Twilight, and that if you think of her shining down on you like a star, or make things easier when you're feeling down.
Oh, geez, this is very, very
dark.
And a real message rather than just, oh, you know, this song, that song. You know.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
What did you take from that, Jackson? What do you want to share? You know, let us in on sort of, you know, what that all meant, maybe.
Well,
who is this person to you?
She was one of my best friends, and it was one of her own decisions is how she passed.
Mm. Right.
Okay.
And it's sort of, I don't know what to use, like calming, I guess, to know that she's okay.
Mm. Yeah,
it's
of course.
Sort of like, you know, you can't say goodbye type of thing.
And have you worried as that, you know, because she said in there, you know, there's nothing that you could have done or whatever. Have you blamed yourself or wonder what you could have done differently or...
Well, I'd done everything I could for her, I think, and the rest was in her hands.
That's exactly right.
I'd done as much as I could.
Yeah, and that was, this will give that guy, and she's letting you know that it gives you peace knowing that. And that was her, it was her decision.
What about the Three Stooges thing?
Oh, yeah, the three mates, the idiots.
I'm not too sure what that was.
Well, that'd be you, her, and somebody else. Three of you hanging out together.
I think maybe her sister. I think maybe her sister.
Were you all like crazy friends or running around being crazy together?
Yeah, when I used to go around there.
Okay, well, that's what that was.
Well, she said idiots, yes.
Idiots.
What about the Twilight thing?
Yes.
She loved Twilight. She loved it.
Yeah. And remember, the aspect was with her passing over, she felt like in Twilight that she would be immortal. You know, like that she would live forever. Like as in the theme in that movie that you can live forever. So with her passing, she took to, like in the movie Twilight, that she would have that ability to be immortal on the other side.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, I think we know where this is all gone to. But Jackson, I hope it you feel a little bit of happiness or take a little bit of comfort from those words.
Yeah, it was. It was awesome. It was good. It's good to know.
No worries, man. Nice to talk to you, buddy.
Take care, precious.
See you, man.
Thanks for joining us.
Jackson on the air, happy with his reading. Thank you, Georgina.
Thanks, Georgina.
My pleasure. I'm going to have a cup of coffee.
Oh, God, is that all? Just back to business like
back
normal.
Back to business. I talk to dead people and then I'll have a coffee.
Have a quick latte and then back to normal.
Yeah.
Going down to get some groceries, darling. GeorginaWalker.com. If you want to contact her, go around to her place and do the sit-down reading thing that goes on over in Georgina's work there.
And she won't be naked for all those asking.
Why do they keep asking?
I don't know. I think that would be risky business.
You might be able to charge a bit more for that, just quietly.
The naked psychic. I mean, there's a thing in that, I'm sure. Thanks, Georgina.
I think you're attracting the wrong sort of clientele.
Thanks, guys.
You can jump on the website here, kiss1065.com.au.